Yo, don't go that way, dude. Bridge is closed. I think it's a flat tire or something. Did you hear on the radio? You didn't hear it? Probably some stupid Jersey driver trying to make a left. Start the car, he was late for his shift. Slinging pizza through the city in his 96 whip. Paul was laid off, an electrician by trade, and waited for the union to offset his losses of income. Kept waiting, grabbed some hours off the books at mama's kitchen. 4 months passed and the phone stayed silent. So 4 nights a week he made tips from driving his Ford Escort over 200,000 miles and tires and brakes. Ate the money from the traveling, and his clothes always stunk of pizza and sweat. His Nova Wildcats never covered the spread. His wife didn't know how much he really owed. She worked at a bakery and kept her mouth closed. Rosie with the curly hair and cigarette lips. Married Paul, 91, a neighborhood tryst. He was distant now, laying around the house, but coming home late, barely ever touched her. Called up Charlie, his bookie, his only real friend. Charlie acted nice, but he took Paul's bread. Long-term losers keep bookies in business, dorming dry spells, and Paul would never win shit. With Charlie, he hooked up the pizza gig to keep tabs on his vig, cause Paul was a piece of shit. The bookies let him live out of respect for his whiz. Down 10,000, about to lose his housing. Arousal, a skipping town found him. Charlie cap bets and Rosie found out. $400 a week from the pizza wouldn't count towards the holes that sprung every week from Paul's cold streaks. Charlie always wondered why Rosie stayed with Paul. Cheated on her 3 times in the pool hall. Everybody knew, but it was none of his business. Stopped by his normal time to collect digits. Rosie was alone, Charlie walked the steps. She asked, what can I do to clear some of his debt? Charlie's eyes widened, closed the door behind him. She reached for a belt with a smile that surprised him. Threw him on the sofa, her thighs started riding him. Took off the prods, worth 5,000. Said 2.5, hands on ass. Paul put the key in the knob and turned the latch. Rosie screamed at him, this is what you get. Paul looked at Charlie, you son of a bitch. Charlie hopped up while fumbling with his pants, and Paul ran at Rosie, smacked with a fat hand. Headbutted Charlie and he kneed him in the ribs. If this is what you want, bitch, I don't wanna live. Rosie on the carpet, you're still a fucking coward. Paul pulled a gun from the back of Charlie's trousers. Shot Charlie in the back, shot Rosie in the breast. Put the barrel to his head, no bullets left. Panicking, tossed the gun, ran to his whip. 5 minutes from the wall, Whitman Bridge. Suicide thinking, Rosie's blood on hand. Drove towards the bridge, he hit the on ramp. Aiming for the river, about to crash out. Forgot to change his oil, his car stalled out.